Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 17 of season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy, and your boy too. Alex is in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, what up, guys? It's your boy.
So it's just the two Stooges this week, I think.
Just the two of us.
Chloe's a little bit busy. Chris coming back from vacation, so he couldn't make it, unfortunately. But it's
all right.
You have the two of us.
Yeah.
Everyone's turning off the podcast right now. No. I'm kidding. Alex, they're here to listen to you, my friend.
Yeah, man, and hopefully to you too, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, before we get into the podcast, let's talk about what we always do, and that is what we wore today. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
Why don't you start?
You want me to start?
Yeah, you never start.
Okay, we're going to switch things up a bit. I like this. So today I wore a pair of Air Jordan 1 High OGs
nice. In
the black and white colorway. Now, there's something about a Jordan 1. You have to be in a certain mood to wear a Jordan 1. You would never know this mood.
No, but what is the mood? I want to find out.
So the mood is, it's like you want to be a little bit classy, but you want to stunt at the same time.
Okay.
And Jordans always look really good beat up.
Yeah.
And I think today was the first time I don't know if I've ever worn them with shorts. I wore them with shorts today.
It's short weather, right?
Yeah, it's short weather here in Montreal. It's starting to get a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd throw those on. I wore a low sock. Kind of regret it. Yeah. A little bit.
Does it rub on your ankle?
It wasn't crazy.
Okay.
But I wish I had a high sock.
Yeah.
You know, like a high, something with a nice swoosh on it.
Right.
Nah. But it was cool. It was really cool to wear them today with shorts. And I had the whole fit going, had a Jordan hoodie to match it up.
Amazing.
Black and white.
Nice.
So yeah, I was really happy with that. What did you wear on feet?
For some reason, so I just came back from my New York trip. And for some reason, I was at the house today and I went out for breakfast with my girl with my Yeezys on, the cream whites, and I just came back and I kept them on all day.
Really?
Inside the house. And I was doing some computer stuff and I was just like wearing my Yeezys for no reason. And it was actually pretty great. So I guess I'll get deeper into the trip at some point.
But we'll definitely dive into that.
Long story really short, I was in a conversation with one of the designers at the farm and we were talking about... We were talking about like the white Yeezys and how like he trashed his pair.
Oh, really?
So,
did you see them?
No, just from like the way he told me the story when I came back, I was like, yo, let me wear them today. Like, I want to give them a bit of life. So,
yeah.
And tonight I switched up into those London Inikis.
Okay.
Flagship exclusive.
The
super
black
happy.
With the red stripes on it.
Yeah, man, with the 3M laces.
Yo, they're fresh.
Metal tips. Super sick.
Metal tips.
Yeah.
They look amazing.
They are actually amazing.
I think the first time I saw them was online, or I'm not sure if our boy Christian got them.
Christian got them somehow. I don't know how he got them.
He's got the plug.
Right?
Yo. He's
definitely.
Got the plug.
Yeah.
Shout out to Christian. Shout out to Sneaker Talk. But they look super clean.
They are like, it's a really simple colorway. Like, I really don't necessarily go for like black and reds.
Okay.
Most of the time.
You reds. Like that flash.
But it's really, really cool because I got those and I got some like socks, like higher socks with three stripes that matches. It's like a pack of three.
Are those the ones you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
You know what I love about them? They look super retro.
Yeah.
You know, they have like the smaller trefoil on it. Yeah.
No, they're actually super comfy. And so they came in the pack. They has like a black and red, white and red, and the black and white, whatever. And I was just like, oh, shit, I'm getting these shoes. Mm-hmm. I need those socks. Like, they were just meant to be together, I guess. So, got those. And are we in pickups yet?
Do you want to go into pickups right away?
we can go into pickups.
Yo, there are no rules this podcast.
Yeah, right. So, I got those. And then the next day of my trip, it was the release of... it was a major, like, NMD release on Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
I actually got extremely lucky and blessed, and I was able to pick up those NMD R2s, the flagship store's exclusive.
Ooh!
So they actually released in only flagship Adidas original stores. Just to kind of give you an idea, there's like 8 of them in the world. There is only one in North America, making this shoe probably the most exclusive NMD they dropped in North America ever.
Wow.
Yeah. No one kind of knew about this, I think, because like when I posted the picture on my Instagram a couple of days ago, I got tons of messages and comments. Like everyone was like, what the hell is this?
What is it? And how do I get one?
How do I get one? You and I'm like, you can't get one. That's how fucked up it is. But actually super happy I picked them up. I think we had this conversation about like R2s a couple weeks ago, like a couple pods ago. And then we also discussed about tomatoes.
Yep.
And I know the R2 is not everyone's favorite tomato.
That's right.
But so far, I'll have to say I prefer R2s over R1s.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I kind of felt the same way when I picked up my first pair of R2s. But your R2s are a little bit different than mine because I have the Primeknit sock.
Right.
And you have the Primeknit, that new Primeknit with that tongue.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's Primeknit though.
Like, no?
It's not as soft.
Is it like a stretchy. Meshy? Yeah.
I'll bring them over next time.
But for the people that haven't seen them already, I think they're black, right?
They're black. So they're based off Tokyo's busiest intersection. It's called Shibuya, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I think I've seen pictures.
Yeah. So it's actually an all black shoe, white outsole, black outsole. It has the stripes on the outside of the shoe is black and the inside is white.
Oh, cool.
And there's like a hit. The tongue in the back tab, they have like this little like black and white striping.
Yep.
That you can find also inside on the insole.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing shoe. They come in with 3M like reflective laces as well. Just amazing. Like I could not get them.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was getting this Iniki that's also a flagship exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't make sense for me not to pick it up because anyway, it was just there for me. So I did.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that dropped as well as the XR1 OGs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw those. Those dropped as well on the 20th. There were some CD socks too. There were some R1 and Primeknit.
Yeah.
Tons of other stuff.
It was like a big NMD
day. And at the same time in Germany, they were releasing the coats of arms.
Oh, yeah.
Over Kills.
Yeah.
They're coming out this Saturday at all your local consortium accounts if you're lucky enough.
Yo, gorgeous. I'm sticking to my word.
The ADV.
The ADV is where it's at.
Same.
Everyone's going to be on that boost game, but...
Not for this time.
No?
No, you are right, but we are not.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
So I'm definitely trying to see if I can scoop them up.
Ooh.
I really like that ADV. Again, black and red shoe, so it's going to... Oh.
Did the
doorbell just ring?
Doorbell just rung?
What's going on?
Oh. I'm going to ask the wife to get it. Yeah. Don't you know we're podcasting tonight? Come on. Hold up. Yo, who is it?
Oh, snap. No way.
Christopher Chu walking with the donuts. The house.
Amazing. Straight out of vacation. This guy's like...
Yo, he's still got his shorts on, his bathing suit on.
Yo.
What's up, brother? Look at how tan
he is.
What's
up, guys?
Damn. Surprise. Look how tan he is. Amazing.
Yo.
Okay, well, I guess Chris is going to jump on.
Now the Three Stooges.
Surprise.
Sit down, brother. Yeah.
Those are for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a microphone set up for you and everything.
Nice.
Weird.
Perfect.
All right, so Chris, Alex was just talking about some of the pickups that he got this week on his trip to New York. We talked about the Iniki.
London exclusive.
Yeah, and now he's got the flagship exclusive
R2
NMD. Yeah.
What?
Fire.
Flagship R2 exclusive.
Yeah. So that means it's only released in Adidas Originals doors.
Okay.
But not only like... flagship means... It's even more exclusive because there are like so said flagships. The flagships are only in key cities.
Okay.
So Tokyo, Paris, Milan, New York.
You said like 8 in the world.
There's
right?
There's about 8 at the moment. So that kind of made it the most exclusive NMD to date. So I was telling Mike like I had to do it. It was like
you got that fire.
Yeah, it was like in front of me, and then Iniki happened as well the day before. So I was like.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Two black shoes.
two black and red shoes.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, out of everything, that's the weirdest thing. But that Iniki really looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, looked so good that I was just like, you know, like, I picked up a baby blue colorway a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is just too fire. It's
mental.
Crazy. Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about the coat of arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look sick.
Yeah.
And we were talking that the ADV is our preference.
Over the 9317?
Over...
Like, so there's a 9317.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ADV. I think this time around, if I had to pick, I would go ADV.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I still like the 9317.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the listeners. I'm catching up quick to what the guys are talking about. You don't have to repeat whatever you said in the first, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes that you were discussing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just walked in. Like, literally just walked
in.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yo, we're glad you're back, bro.
Anyway, so also on the pickup side, I mentioned last week that I was really into those Sneaker Boy Wish.
Yeah.
I was able to get an assist and got a pair. It's actually in the mail. It's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we'll discuss about my trip again. Well, I might save this story for a bit later.
Yeah.
But I'm super glad I have this... this coming in the mail. You guys know, like, who designed the sneaker? It's this guy on Instagram, Embroidered.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah,
Federico. So I happened to make it to the Brooklyn Designers Farm.
Okay.
And I actually, like, I was greeted by Mark Dolce himself. And
Dude.
Then he's like, oh, and this is Federico, our new blah blah blah. And I'm like, hey, I literally just purchase your shoe. Like, nice to meet you. And the guy, oh, amazing, amazing. He's like super Italian guy.
Why don't you tell the people, explain to the people that don't know exactly what Brooklyn Farm is in terms of what it represents for Adidas.
Yeah. So Adidas has an office in Herzogenaurach in Germany, also in Tokyo, also in Portland, Oregon. And they recently opened in New York it's literally a hidden location and it has no branding, no nothing. It's called the Brooklyn Farm. So they brought some of their top creators to New York in a really creative environment to, like, just bring sneakers to life. From what I understood, they only take care of performance product, AKA everything that has to do with innovation. So all of the new stuff that we're going to see come out, like the future craft, like, I saw those 3D printers.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, and yeah, so we got a little bit of a tour by Mark himself. It was actually a bit overwhelming because it's really, like, there's a lot to see.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, and my team of designer works at the end of this room, blah, blah, blah. And there's, like, all of those, like, crazy designers that are just, like, they're just, you know, doing their works.
Yeah.
And it's...
Ain't no thing.
So I met a bunch of the people that I kind of looked up to, some other people that I had no idea who they were, but then you kind of find out it's the guy that designed Harden shoes. And
damn.
And then this other guy is, like, 17-year-old. He's an intern, but he's, like, a genius.
Prodigy.
Yeah, yeah, and there's, like, this girl from Japan, this guy from Erzo, this French guy, Jean Calif, John Kaiser on Instagram. We've been in touch, and now we finally met, and I was wearing my R2 White Mountain ring.
Dope.
And he's like, oh, do you like those? And I'm like, yeah, I'm actually really crazy about them. And he's like, oh, I designed them.
Nice.
And I'm just, like, speechless, because I know, like, he worked on Gazelle and some of the retro stuff, but he's like, yeah, I was given this design. Like, I was given this opportunity to design the shoe. I made all the R2s as well and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Wow.
Like, this is just amazing. So anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that, but I definitely saw some stuff that's like, it's just amazing. It was amazing to see that back end of, like, design, and, like, they were working on a product that's going to come out literally in, like, years.
Really?
Yeah.
So you mentioned Mark Dolce.
Yeah.
Maybe for the people that don't know the history of, like, Mark Dolce and
his,
like,
story,
the two cohorts,
Dennis,
that, like, so who, there's Mark Dolce, Mark Miner, and Dennis Dekovich.
Yeah. So they transitioned into the Adidas brand a couple years ago, and they were kind of given the heavy task to create this amazing team of designer that would work from New York, and it's insane. Like I can't go much deeper into details and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it was really, really cool to see that environment. Like, it's just like tons of, it's a really cool space. There's like nothing much in there, but it's huge.
Okay,
and it's just like tons of creative people just like walking around, big garage doors. There's like tons of plants and light, and it's just like a bunch of computers and then mood boards, and everyone walked us through their mood boards and what they're actually working on at the moment, what inspires them and stuff like that.
Wow.
And again, I can't go much deeper, but one of the things that really, really made me proud of working for this organization is that they had a board that was like so huge, and they had pictures of archive product with a translucent paper on top of it.
Ah.
And they were making like red marker marks on like some of the pieces from the sneakers.
And to like combined into, yeah, like,
and so this is their starting like bodies,
okay,
to create new sneakers. They're using the heritage of like the old product. Like,
that's cool.
This was just like, I've always known and respected the fact that Adidas respects a lot their heritage, but to actually see like the making of a design, mm-hmm, was mental. It was just mental. Yeah. Crazy. Definitely a crazy experience.
Jeez.
So for those listening who are hearing these three names and they're like, these sound familiar, it's the three designers that made a big splash or made a lot of noise a couple of years ago when they, as Alex mentioned, transitioned from Nike,
yeah,
over to Adidas, and it was like huge news. In terms of the way I saw it, is right after they had signed Kanye, and in my mind, this was a bigger signing than having Kanye on board. Like, having these three guys was like incredible.
And what's even more incredible for me is that they've been on board for like what's already so many years.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of years, but none of their stuff has come out yet.
It's, well, for the first couple of years, it was tied up because of, maybe not because it was specifically, but it kind of coincided with, there was a lawsuit that came about, yes, and forth.
Yeah.
And nothing, all the guys went quiet because no one was allowed to talk about anything for, yeah, a while until the lawsuit was settled. And then
I still have no clue.
I'm sure there's a big no compete for those guys. Yeah. Like, you can't make anything for X amount of years.
Well, the lawsuit was about them carrying over property, like intellectual property.
Oh, wow.
Like whatever they designed or whatever they had worked on, and like,
oh,
whatever you worked on here is ours.
It was settled because, well, from what the articles were reporting, it was settled when they requested like the personal emails or whatever of Mark Parker, like Nike's like bigwig.
Okay.
And that's when they said, okay, let's just shut it all down. Maybe something happened in the back that no one saw.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Never know.
But interesting. But this, for me, the move of the designers was a bigger get than getting Kanye on board.
I could agree to that. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Who's
because
Kanye?
Changing.
Chris, we didn't ask you what you're wearing on feet today, my friend.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I've been, this morning, so we're Wednesday, this morning, maybe 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
I was in Cuba. I was having breakfast.
That's amazing.
Breakfast in Cuba. And then we hopped on a flight. It was the last day of our vacation, and I hopped on a flight. Got back into town maybe a couple of hours ago, and I was just chatting with the guys like, hey, what's going on. I have to pick up a package from Chloe because something arrived at my doorstep that I couldn't get to, so I asked Chloe to pick it up for me. And I was just talking to Chloe on messaging, and he was like, I can't make it tonight. And then I was like, oh, okay, so Chloe's not potting. Then I texted Mike and I said, I'm like, yo, what time are you guys potting? Are you guys still potting? Because Chloe can't make it. And he's like, well, it's just me and Alex. And I'm like, Well, two-man pod, that's...
That's a two-man pod.
I think we would have made it out.
It would have been, good, but I'm like, okay.
Wait till you hear the first 10 minutes of this podcast.
It was fire.
it was so fire. But then I check with the wifey, and she's super cool. She's like, yeah, go. It doesn't matter.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. And then, you feel wired a bit, or are you good?
I'm good. It's just weird that I'm like... I initially did not intend on podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot did happen. Like once, because I had no data, zero data while I was there. So I was like, I didn't know what was going on, whatever.
I'd get a message from you, like a text message. Hey, how was the pod? I go to respond and I'm like, oh shit, it's iMessage. He's not going to get this. So I had to send it as like a real text message.
All my things were, all my text messages were delayed. So I don't know if people were getting them. So, I got some news, like there was also some, I'll talk to you guys later about like what I got in the mail. And basically my contact with the outside world was like minimal.
Was it awesome?
It was good. I liked it. Like I didn't notice it until like we were like one day before coming back. Then I'm like, oh, I'll have data again. Once I hit the airport, everything, my phone just lights up. Yeah, it's on fire. Like, blah, 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 blah. Messages, emails.
Did you catch up already?
I caught up on a little bit of stuff, yeah. But it was basically get home, eat, shower the kids, and then I just came here directly.
Yo.
So the wifey's like super cool. She's like, you know.
Nice. She's the best.
That's awesome. Yo.
She's my ride or die.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So I was away for a week in Cuba. My rotation in Cuba was basically fly knits because I wanted something breathable and something that could handle like me walking in whatever terrain that was out there.
Yeah.
Like racers or something like that?
Yeah. My fly knit racers. I brought two pairs over, one for the plane and one for just walking around Cuba. And
socks and slides?
No, just slides. No socks because I'm like the slides guy go straight into the water and stuff. Yeah. So after that, once I got back home, I felt like, you know, wearing something beautiful. So I wore some Yeezys over, but it was a tough choice between wearing my Yeezy 350s, the black and white striped one, or my Flyknit Converse All-Stars.
Yeah.
But I'm in full-on shorts mode right now. Like, my legs are tan. They're bronze, guys. So
I love that.
I'm showing them off. So I'm like, oh, my high-top cons won't go with my legs. It's like too much of a contrast. So I wore my Yeezys.
Amazing.
But yo, yeah, speaking about Converse, the package that I got in the mail, we got time for this?
Yeah, of course.
So
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's been over.
It's actually, today we're Wednesday, so today is a big launch, a big announcement that Converse.ca is finally live.
Yes.
Right. Let's see. Converse is going live online. You could purchase Converse sneakers online for Canada. That's
nice.
What's going down.
That's really cool.
And so a few of us, I think, got some packages in the mail for the announcement, and they went retro. Like, it's like these old...
Like, super retro.
Old systems, like computers and stuff, and they used... it's their slogan's like, now interneting, right? So it's like super cool. With the old font, like super pixely.
Like 8-bit kind of...
It's dope.
With floppy disks.
Amazing.
And every floppy disk has something special on it. So,
do you actually need to put it in a computer to find that?
The floppy disk? No.
Okay.
Good luck finding a computer that takes
right?
floppy disk.
Yeah.
Shit.
But anyways, yeah. So congrats to Converse on that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we got more. I'm going to post some more stuff on Brag Affair. I know all the other groups were posting stuff online for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a tad late maybe posting the announcement, but we definitely like,
yeah,
are going to post
something. While they were posting this morning, you were having breakfast in Cuba. So.
I was having...
So, I'm like, not blaming you.
It was like all-you-can-eat bacon and eggs. Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get any of those Cuban exclusives?
No.
I'm kidding.
Nothing. But like, yeah.
How was it? The trip was good?
The trip was really good. It's good to disconnect every now and then.
The kids loved it?
The kids loved it. The kids always like swimming, beach time and everything. So, yeah. But... It was a weird thing coming back and deciding, because I knew Alex was in New York, and part of me was like, ugh, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so excited to find out like what he's gone to and what he's doing. And it's like such a contrast between what I'm doing, because I'm like zero visibility, zero reading or looking at pictures about sneakers or anything, and you're full on sneakers 24/7 for that.
Yeah, bro. Brief and I was like going ham on my stories.
Yo,
and
your
yeah.
stories were awesome.
Thanks, so, bro. Yeah.
See, I missed those.
You missed those. I was like I zero data.
Oh, yeah, you can't see them after.
Yeah.
Just recreate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Recreate them in Montreal.
So since you want to hear about it, I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
After seeing your stories, if any of the listeners out there were listening or saw your stories,
yeah.
they know already that you had a lit time.
Yeah.
So do you want to kind of walk us through, you know, Friday morning
yeah.
at the airport? What are your thoughts?
So I'm actually flying out for this trip. That's first time of my life. Adidas is hooking it up with like an amazing New York experience. So I'm going over there to find out about how they run things in New York, basically on the retail side. So they have this amazing store on Spring Street in the heart of Soho, where basically all of the hype stores are around. So Bape is just around the corner, Supreme is just around the corner, Palace, Stadium Goods, what else? Stussy, like literally everything. Uniqlo, there's like tons.
They got Y3 there.
Yeah, right, they have a Y3 yeah. just around the corner, literally just around the corner.
Do they have an Undefeated down there?
No,
no,
not in New York.
That's LA.
So there is like everything around there.
Okay.
So I got to link up with the team over there. I already knew some of the people. And it was just an amazing experience to start off when we got there. Because like you go on like a different type of vibe, right? Like mm-hmm. So I used to travel a lot for dancing. So whenever I went to New York before, it was more like on some hip-hop time. And it's not...
business time.
It's not as cool. Like yeah. you sleep at your boy's house. It's not as cool. It's just different. You know, like go to the jam and then... you spend mad hours in a room and then you go for food and then you go back home. And so this was like, I was on the clock. Like every morning I would wake up super early because I wanted to see as many stuff as possible, as many things as possible. So like we get at the airport, jump in a cab, we go straight to Times Square where our hotel was. And then we left on adventures. We jumped on the train. I was with my district manager, Anna. Azucar Baba on Instagram, you guys know Anna.
Shout out to Anna.
We jumped on the train, we went down to Soho, and then from there we kind of just like met up with the team, trying on some fire Nikes. They were actually handing bracelets, wristbands for the NMD drop because it was getting a bit rowdy and crowded. So they have this wristband thing that's going on to avoid pissing off the neighbors, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was crazy to see that happen. And then we went straight with the manager. The manager took care of us. Crazy is now he's now my older brother. It's crazy. He took us to a bar. We went for drinks and left this place 6 hours later.
Wow.
Yeah. So we stayed there, met up with some of the people from the team, came, drank with us and stuff. It was really cool to get to know these people. They're all about product. They're all about passion. They're not about sales. They're about like... creating an environment, like curating an environment where you feel like the city is like in the store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like tons of different people, skateboarders, cute fashion chicks, like this tall, weird dude that wears like the funkiest stuff. There's like tons of like hip hop kids. Like it goes from left to right, all colors, all different kind of faces. And it was amazing. Then the next day it was the NMD drop. So it was cool just to witness a launch in New York again, like in such a streetwear niche environment. Like everyone is rocking Bape, Supreme, Palace, Jordan, Adidas, like everyone's decked out. Like you walk on the street and literally like everyone's wearing streetwear, right? So super high traffic, intense sales. Like it was crazy. So I was there to see how they were running these launches, these executions. Then visited some stores. Palace was actually... have you been to Palace, Chris?
Never been to Palace. No.
This retail store is crazy. Like it's just so weird. You get in there, you don't know what's going on.
Really?
It's really dope. Supreme is actually like as big as your living room. It's tiny. Like Bape is it has like a really heavy energy inside. Like when you're inside, you're scared.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a big security guard at the front.
Yeah, you're really scared.
It's as wide as a hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's ridiculously small. Yeah. And it's like
a $90 t-shirt.
$98. The less expensive t-shirt.
Everything's super nice though.
Yeah. Everything's fire.
If you walk in there, you want to buy something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally. So we did that, and then there was the Sunday that was crazy. It was kind of an off day, so we went to Coney Island.
Yo, that looked like so much fun.
So for the people that don't know, Coney Island is like, there's like this amusement park and tons of like bars. So like this place is like lit up like in the morning.
Yeah.
And we stayed all day. We went to catch some drinks and then did tons of roller coasters. And it's really fun to be with people from New York. They show you a good time. They show you what's going on. So the whole trip was, as I said again, like it was to get a, like, what's the lifestyle like as a New Yorker and how it fits in the Adidas brand type of deal and how it resonates in their business. We visited the Fifth Avenue store, so the big concept store that's based off a stadium. If you're in New York, you need to check that out. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. I saw it all, like, inside out. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the pod, highlight of my trip was going to the Brooklyn Farm.
Yeah.
This was stupid next level.
That was
like,
it.
Next level, next level, next level. And then the next day, kind of did some shopping around again. We went around some different retail spaces. Went to see like how our brand is executed in other doors.
Mm-hmm.
I just had like amazing food, amazing time, amazing drinks.
Amazing people.
Tons of knowledge. I learned a lot. And like, some of the stuff is not necessarily relevant to discuss on the pod, but for everyone that kind of saw what kind of life I was living for 5 days, like it was crazy. And I had some gifts like every day. I got one of those booze balls.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have like, I got some, tons of stickers. I have,
that shirt you got was pretty sick.
Which one? Oh yeah. So there's this this group of like young teenagers. They run a brand called Anti Swoosh Boost Club, based off Anti Social Club, and it's a knockoff of it. And they make shirts and stuff like that. And they're affiliated with Teddy the Booze God,
okay,
which he was actually in New York as well.
Oh, really?
At the same time. So I think they make business with him, from what I've heard. And I purchased one of their shirts because it's like just way too funny.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's like a pinkish t-shirt, and it's like, it's literally the anti-social thing.
Yeah.
But anti-swoosh boost club, it's just so funny.
And I like the way it's designed. Yeah, it's perfectly amazing. Straight.
It's perfect. So I got that. I picked up Uniqlo. I had a collab with Nintendo. I picked up a pocket tee. Some weird art that I found in a flea market, like a print with a naked lady on it. It was just weird. I picked it up.
For the crib?
It's got a naked lady, of course.
Yeah. For the crib. I went to Kif.
How was that? Now, Chris, you've been to Kif too, right? So
I've been many times. One of my favorite stores. To visit. Just to visit.
This space makes no sense.
Really?
This environment makes no sense. It's amazing. Like, there's like four rooms, and it's just like, it smells good. Everyone's like super fly.
Everyone that shops there is super fly.
It was nuts. Yeah, I didn't see Ronnie, unfortunately, this time.
Cowboy would have freaked out.
But yo, next level.
Really?
Yeah, next level. It's amazing. So I'll just leave it up to you guys to go check it out yourself. But like, there's like four different rooms. There's the Nike. Sorry. There's like the Nike execution in the front. And then you walk. There's another room where there's like all the pencils.
Oh, the Nike, on the wall. The Nike store. The Nike portion is just, it's like a separate store.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I went in October,
yeah,
I didn't bother going inside because I saw Nike Kif. So I was like, oh, it's just a Nike store. I'm not going to go.
Oh.
But then I walked in, and then you see like at the very back of the store, there's a door. And I'm just like, what's over there? And there's like this other part of the store. I'm like, oh, what? Because in my head, I had just figured they had different locations, right? But then no, there's another room. And then there's like the room where it's like black and there's like the blue kith thing and there's like the circular seat in the middle.
So that's the original. That's kith. And the space where it's Nike kith used to be like a whole different store. But there was a door that connected both stores.
Right.
Like it, not affiliate, maybe affiliated to kith. I didn't know, but it just was selling random clothing, you know. Yeah. Eventually they took over that space and turned it into Nike kith.
It was just...
But the kith... Forget Nike Kith for now. Just Kith alone is like
mental.
It's amazing.
I wanted to buy everything.
God. Oh yeah,
and they just carry some like man grooming product that was just like
oh yeah. Accessories
like Comme des Garçons perfume.
Oh okay.
Candles, gift candles. Key fairing.
You didn't get
stuff.
A candle.
It was $40.
I thought you would have been all over that.
I was going to do it, but then I asked, and it was like $40 US for a candle. I'm like, no.
And you're like, man, I'm going to want to light that candle.
I can't do it. They're not that big, you know? So like, I was like, okay, whatever. And I didn't pick up anything at Kif. I stole one of those pencils off the wall for the people that know what I'm talking about.
You took one?
It's free. Right?
No.
No?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I think so.
You
everyone
just incriminated yourself.
No, everyone told me it's free.
Okay.
So I just took one. Whatever.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Shit.
We'll go
grab
with
one next
it's
time.
Free.
Shit. I'll give you mine if you want.
No, it's cool.
I'll send it to Calby.
Send it to Calby.
Yeah. Yo, Calby would love that. Surprise him.
Totally. So.
And then put stolen from Kith.
Yeah. Sorry, Ronnie. Anyway, so that was really great. I learned a lot. It's a bit overwhelming. So. Sorry to everyone who missed out on my Instagram stories. I'm pretty glad to say that I think they were amazing because they were really like, I was trying to make it feel like I was showing actually what the fuck was going on.
You're trying to put off your vibe.
Kind of. I couldn't show everything. I went completely off cell phone
trip, right?
when I was at the farm.
Yeah.
But I did see like some shit like just... So crazy, man. Like I tried on the Future Craft shoe.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How's the comfortability?
It has nothing to do with Boost.
Okay. Like, but if you were gonna compare it to something.
Like it's bounce? Like in the middle to like yeah, Bounce, EVA, and
okay.
Boost. It's like somewhere in that middle.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not looking at the same type of technology. That's all I can say.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
How long does it take? Do you know how long it takes for them to create one pair?
I think it's pretty fast.
Yeah?
It's pretty fast. It's just like the mass production of it. Like,
yeah.
I saw those printers. Like it's... I didn't see them like on like being used or whatever, but like it's pretty impressive.
Yo, I'm impressed by like 3D printers at Comic-Con that make like a cube.
Right.
Never mind an actual shoe.
Yeah. It's crazy. And those PrimeKnit machines, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge, 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 and it actually like it has no limit. Like from what I was told, like this thing has like two functions, and it's like how bad do you want to learn how to make this machine do more stuff, type of deal.
Whoa.
So like the more knowledgeable you are about the machine, the more like you can try different things and flip it certain ways and create new things. So yeah, it was just anyway, it was just really amazing to be there, and. I'm excited to see what's coming out from their projects, but it's
yeah,
super
for
fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there any place you didn't visit that you wish you had time for?
I literally did everything.
Really?
Like, I'm telling you guys, I slept like shit.
Really?
Yeah, because I woke
you're
up
like,
every
you're,
morning.
You're there.
Yeah, you're just there. And then at night you live. That's it. You do stuff. Like,
sick.
Yeah.
How are the bars in New York compared to Montreal?
I don't think it needs a comparison.
Really?
Yeah, it's just different, you know? It's just...
Different vibe.
Different vibe,
people.
Different people, different... Like, after we went to the farm, we went for a drink with one of the dudes, and then much later, everyone else finished their work, whatever, and they all joined. So it was just, like, us and all the designers, and we're just, like, chatting it up, drinking, whatever. It was super fun. And then Tuesday, yesterday, was my birthday. And it just felt like this day was just amazing. Like, it was just amazing. Like, I saw so many different things, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I'd like to get back to your like the trip aspect of like the purpose of this whole trip thing, but you just mentioned it was your birthday, I was away,
yeah,
you were out of town, so we kind of missed it all, but I got a little something for
Shut
you
up.
Oh,
look, there wasn't much in ways of shops
stop.
That I could stop by in Cuba for, but I thought it would be appropriate to bring back from Cuba a little
Ooh.
Bit of rummy,
some of
what
that good
fuck?
Good
yo thanks bro, oh my god, nice, some more drinks. Amazing.
More drinks. Save it for Friday.
And it's not like Havana Club. It's like...
This is the Legendario.
Legendario. Yeah. Producto Rico en Cuba. Nice. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Yo, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think like on the day of your birthday, we all woke up. Well, Chris, you were still out of town, but Chloe and I were like,
going on.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that was the first thing in the morning. No, I got so much love. It's
You know amazing. You're bros when you text each other at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, you don't care.
No,
you're just like
I don't care if you're.
I gotta
still
tell him. Yeah, amazing. Yo, I can't believe you brought me something back.
That's
yeah.
a nice bottle, man.
No, it's a really fancy bottle. I'll definitely try that tonight.
Good stuff.
Amazing.
Good stuff. So, Mike mentioned like that you went on this trip and how it was different from maybe like a regular touristy trip to New York. And maybe I sense the vibe coming off of how you're telling the story and how everything was crazy, a bit hectic in the way that you were going through your days. Maybe you can describe like the big differences between this. Do you consider this a work trip?
This was a workation trip.
Workation trip. Okay.
I'll say it like this because, you know, like when you travel for business,
yeah,
you sit in a room. You like you learn things, you know, like you go to
like a training
room.
Experience
yeah.
or
so
conference.
It was, okay. This was a training trip, right? Basically, okay. mm-hmm. But the purpose of the trip was to get that New York energy and submerge myself in the socks of those people in New York mm-hmm. and bring it back and see if I can create something like this in Montreal, okay. to say the least.
Gotcha.
So. When I say workation is that I was actually like clocked in mm-hmm. when I was there, you know?
Totally.
Still like when I was at the store, I was talking to the staff, you know, like talking to the manager over there, trying to get as much information because it's two really different business.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as soon as we stepped out the store, it was like, okay, look up, observe, assess, learn. Taking everything in, you know, like how do you feel, what's the vibe, what do you think of this, and then some stuff on like leadership and stuff like that. But I was really like thrown off my comfort zone a couple times just to like just because it was like everything goes faster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the way this neighborhood is connected in Soho, it's messed up. Like my friend was like literally like taking us like in those BBC, we went to, I don't know, like everywhere we walked in, he knew someone.
Very cool.
Yeah. He knew someone. It was like, he's like the mayor of New York, you know? So like.
So do you feel like visiting other shops was also a type of learning experience?
Yes, because making friends with the neighborhood drives traffic back to your store, basically, right? Because
gotcha.
you're creating those connections with those streetwear people that are actually probably super stoked about your product as well.
For sure.
You okay. know, especially gotcha. When you work for a brand.
Yeah.
You know, like they know it's like the one-stop shop for Adidas product, especially this specific store because it's a flagship store.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's that was one of the big like key moments for me was like going to all these places, catching the different vibes, you know, like you get in, like you walk in Kif, and you have a different vibe from like Palace. You go to Supreme, it's like all those Kate dudes with box logo, oversized tees, and straight chinos with booznits. You know, like
okay.
you get different vibe, different feels, and it has actually like just taught me so many things
mm-hmm.
just by looking and observing and talking to people and stuff like that. Yeah.
And do you feel like so as you woke up, you felt like every day you had like a specific mission or a specific purpose or something that to accomplish while you were there?
No.
Or it was,
I was just
according to whatever they would show you.
Yeah. It was really go with the flow. like legit, the only thing that was planned was the launch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the 20th, the rest was like, okay, we need to go there. We're gonna spend that much time at the store today, and then that's it. And then we'll go have fun and try this restaurant, go to this bar.
And again, this was like with Anna.
Yeah.
So your boss, your direct boss, yeah, that's taking you along to all these places and to experience all these different things.
Yeah.
To try to get something out of you, to try to develop something out of
you. I think it was to help me elevate.
Like inspire yourself?
Yeah, inspire myself. And ultimately, I think the goal is to recreate that kind of energy in Montreal in its own context, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, yeah.
So if you're there, so let's say one day, a 24-hour day, right? How much time do you think was devoted to what we call quote-unquote work?
100%.
100%, yeah. Right? Aside from the sleep?
Yeah.
But because I'm kind of mirroring it to the experiences I'm having when I go to, when Converse sends me somewhere.
Yes.
Or when Foot Locker sends me somewhere, it's you wake up. Like, we wake up early too. And when you said, yeah, I wake up early, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like, 6 a.m. wake up is no issue at all, no. Right? But if you had to wake up at 6 a.m. for a regular work day, you'd kind of be like, kind of early.
Yeah.
But for this opportunity, it's like, no problem.
Yeah. The second my eyes were opening up, yeah, I was like, okay.
Right. Let's go. Ready to rock and roll.
Let's go. And like, especially just like being in the Times Square area, we were not like on like Times Square, but like you walk one block and it's like all the big billboards.
Yeah, that's good.
Like you walk one block and it's like train station, mm-hmm, and then 10 minutes later you're in Soho. And just like, you know, in the morning I wake up, I look outside and I'm like, okay, like there's no one in the streets. I'll try and get out, take some shots.
Yeah.
That's shoot, sick. You know, like,
well, that's, yeah.
You missed out on my Instagram feed. You need to catch up.
And okay, I'm going to catch up.
So yeah, I took some cool shots. I had a lot of fun with my new 35mm as well. So like, yeah. I was really excited to try some like sneaker photography, like some street photography as well. It was tons of fun. And it's like, I was working literally like all the time. It was like, it was really, really like demanding for my brain, but so much fun.
So that's it. So you're working constantly on this trip, like day to day, you're trying to capitalize on these opportunities as much as you can.
Yeah.
But once you got back home to Montreal, did you feel tired?
Not at all.
Not at all, right?
Actually, so I flew in the day of my birthday, I was telling Mike before the pod, and my girl picked me up at the airport with my dog.
Yeah.
Just to surprise me, to make me happy. Uh-huh. I was like, yo, I'll take a cab. And she's like, no, I'll pick you up. It's your birthday. I'm like, okay, cool. And, you know, super long, like classic Air Canada flight.
Oh, yeah.
Delays.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Super long at the airport, an hour cab to get there. And then, you know, like just the classic traveling stuff. It's tiring.
Yeah.
And I'm in the car and I'm like, I can't tell my girl, like, everything, because like it's just like so much to process, and it's like it's impossible to just like bang it all out in like 45 minute drive, right?
Yeah.
And I get home and I'm like, oh, where's the other dog? She's like, oh, I left it at home. I'm like, oh, it sucks for the other dog, you should have brought her.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's cool, don't worry. And I get inside and like have my suitcase, my backpack, my new Stussy hat, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And then I see like the dog is like running inside. I'm like, why didn't you put her in the cage? And she's like, oh, because she's not alone. And I walk in my house and like two of my crewmates are in the house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, shit, what the fuck, boys? What up? And she's like, yeah, so I cooked for you. The boys are here. And then I drop my bag. I turn around. The door knocks. Fucking three more of them walk in.
Yes.
And I'm like, whoa, amazing. And then she's like, yes. So there's two other more that are coming later tonight because they were filling in for my break classes on Tuesdays.
Oh, nice.
So ended up not being tired at all because all my boys were there. She had made me amazing surprises, good food. I was just like, cool, was with my friends. It's cool to catch up with them. They're all super proud of me as well. They're all really like excited to hear about my trip. So I was definitely not tired. And today, like, I was at home and I was like, you know, I feel inspired. I feel sorry, I feel like I want to do more. I feel like I want to achieve more. It's cool, man. Like when you travel like that, that's something that I've always said, like traveling makes you walk, talk, and sound different. Like it inspires you to just groove a different way. Well, for me, if you travel all the time, I guess you probably don't see it the same way as I do. Maybe you do actually, and maybe that's why people travel a lot. But I haven't had the chance to travel in a while, so like for me, it's like.
But I think it's a whole different type of travel when it's how you describe workation.
Yeah,
you're calling it a workation because you love it. Like it's so much fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That although you need to, you're not expected to produce something specific like a product or any type of content right away,
yeah.
But we're expecting something from you now,
yeah,
no, right? So, like, and you're expecting something from yourself,
totally. And it sucks because it's something like really work related, but this actually makes sense to discuss about this on the pod because it's like all kind of revolves around the sneaker thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
and it's gonna affect the Canadian market too at some point too. So, like for our Canadian listeners, Montreal listeners, this is definitely like
time to wake up.
Yeah, time to wake up. I hope this trip is gonna change some lives because they changed mine. Definitely.
Just stoked the fire. Made the fire even bigger.
Yeah.
It's really it's awesome, dope. Man.
Sick.
Fuck yeah, man.
Look at that. Ooh, oh, high five. There
we,
you go.
We missed a high five, but we made it up. Yeah.
All right. So I think we've gotten to the point in the podcast where we're going to do a little bit of listener mail. So what we do is we ask you to send us in any questions that you may have, any comments that you may have in our DMs on Instagram. At Sneaker Podcast, so send them in our way. Maybe you'll get featured on an upcoming episode. So Alex,
is that what we're calling it? Sorry, listener mail. While I was gone, did you guys make a decision?
No, not really. We're just like listeners that
we need a name. We still need a name.
Yeah, we're taking names too.
Yeah, all right.
So let us know, Alex. Do we got anything in the mailbox?
Yeah, I picked a question from our good listener Agostini Pierre or Pierre Agostini, probablement. And he's asking us, do you think Montreal needs a real consignment store like Riffle, Flight Club, etc., where you can find last hype released and forgotten gems?
So I'm not sure if everyone knows about this. I think, Chris, you know about this. Alex, I'm not sure. We had a consignment store here for a little bit. It was called 23. Which is 23.
Right.
It was up on St. Catherine and like Atwater area, if you're from the Montreal area. They had their store open for, I want to say like maybe close to a year before
maybe
it went under.
Maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
But.
Obviously it didn't work out.
It's not on par with.
Flight Club
to
or
compare
Riff,
it
yeah.
to a Riff LA or yeah. a Flight Club would do those two stores a disjustice.
Yeah.
Disjustice? That's not a word.
Injustice.
But I don't think our market, like Montreal market's big enough to have like a storefront the size of a Riff LA. And I don't mean like square footage size, I mean importance, like Riff LA or Flight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Those two stores work really well because they have access, right? Not only that they're in like two of the biggest markets, like LA and New York, but they have worldwide access, like notoriety around the world. So people know to shop there and whatnot. I don't know how that other store, 23, was selling their stuff.
I have no idea either.
Because in terms of exposure in Montreal, whatever you can accomplish on Facebook groups, you can basically...
Totally.
Like whatever they can do like in their storefront, you can basically do on a Facebook group.
100%.
In terms of exposure.
So you don't think it's a necessity?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
There's other ways to get if shoes, you, right?
Unless it's like a niche product, like a specific type of brand of sneaker, specific streetwear, that might work. I do find Montreal is a bit fashion... on par or fashion forward.
Yeah.
So that might work, but sneakers, a bit tough.
Yeah.
Because, totally.
To be honest, while they were open, I walked in there 3 times.
Yeah.
Within a 2-year span, let's say. They were open for 2 years, I maybe walked in there 3 times.
Yeah.
Purchased anything?
No.
No. Never purchased one.
Like, I didn't look at the prices. For one they had some cool stuff, but in my mind I was like, oh, those things are probably like priced higher than I'm ready to pay.
Yeah,
it's probably geared towards like any tourists that come in as well.
Yeah,
but again, like tour season for Montreal is big, but people are there not to shop. It's more for like festivals and stuff.
Yeah,
you
know?
Yeah. Get the Montreal vibe.
I don't know. If someone believes that a consignment shop would work in Montreal,
we're open to find out why.
Yeah, because I hear that Ottawa is actually getting a consignment store, and that kind of threw me off a little bit, because if it didn't work here in Montreal, I'm not sure it would work in Ottawa.
Well, it might be different in a different city. Like the, I have no idea what the sneaker market is in Ottawa, like locally or like in any other town. Even I can't gauge Toronto's market because we're just not in it.
Right? Yeah.
But maybe they can make it work.
Hmm.
Maybe there's a demand, because I've seen consignment shops work in other cities. It's just for Montreal. I don't think there's been one or two attempts. And they just don't last.
Yeah. Just hit up your local reseller. No, don't do that. Don't give them business. Anyway, we have another DM here. This one coming in from Dude353637.
That's amazing.
So shout out to the dude. He says, I enjoy listening to to you guys, but I feel like all I hear is Nike and Adidas talk. It's very few times that I hear about other sneaker brands. Would you ever consider bringing into your podcast someone who messes with other brands like Diadora, Asics, Saucony, New Balance on a regular basis? Now, I'm not sure if this person's ever heard any of our previous podcasts.
Yeah.
'Cause I'd like to say we've talked about New Balance, we've talked about Vans, we've talked about Asics, especially with Calvi being here. Converse. You know, so maybe they just haven't heard the right episodes. Maybe they're a new listener. If you are, welcome to the pod. But I think
maybe it's the regular basis point that he's trying to make. Like maybe have like a like continuous expert
make
in
sure,
other brands of some sort.
Okay.
I think the way we set up the podcast wasn't specifically in terms of who likes what.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, we need a guy that likes this. We need a guy that likes this. We do have Alex that's like Adidas head, but it's not like, okay, we got Alex. We need a counterbalance and let's get a Nike person only. We don't have that. It just so happened that Alex had a microphone and wanted to talk. So So it's, you know, it wasn't planned that way. We just kind of meshed and then we decided to go ahead with it. But it is... I think always in our view to incorporate other brands, because we don't, if we could talk about like other brands on a regular basis, we would, I guess.
Yep.
But we also do not want to fluff talk about another brand just to incorporate the other brand.
Yeah. We'd rather talk about
stuff we're passionate about.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily like knowledgeable about, like, I don't want to pretend to be able to speak about Diadora or Asics properly or New Balance even.
Carhu.
So the idea would be to, we have been in talks or we do have plans to have guests come on that have, let's say, quote unquote, expertise in other brands, because we recognize their intelligence
approach,
for like one specific brand, to be able to speak about one specific brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't want to fake the funk. We want to bring in like a proper person as well.
I like that. Fake the funk.
And then once that happens, it should be happening soon. We're just trying to schedule it properly. Hopefully that will give you that little injection of different brands that you're looking for, dude. And let us know. If you're that person, let us know.
Yeah.
But we already have someone in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate the question. Make sure to hit us up if you want to send us any questions on Instagram or on Twitter, too. Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. And guys, I think that's about it.
It's time to wrap it up.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
It's a shorter pod tonight.
Yo, I'm really glad that Chris stopped by.
Totally.
Chris, welcome back, bro.
Thanks. Feels like I went into like a time warp where like I blacked out for a week. I didn't know anything that went on with sneakers, and poof, now I'm back.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Like so, a Will Ferrell moment.
Yeah. Got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
I do.
We'll better go like my other pictures.
I like your pictures.
Thank you.
Double tap. That's all matters. Double tap. That's all that matters. Anyway, before we go, do we want to give a shout out to anyone? I think we should give a big shout out to our boy Christian Sneaker Talk on YouTube. He posts our podcasts every once in a while, so we really appreciate the support from him. And he's about to hit 100,000 subscribers. Congratulations to you, Christian. Sorry.
Congrats on your consistency. Like
ease. I want to say. I've seen other people do some YouTube work, and that's when you really notice his quality, like what Christian does.
He's good.
Yeah.
He puts in work.
You appreciate more about what he can do.
Yeah. He's really, really good.
Yeah. Shout out to him. So like if you wanted to see what it's like to be or try to be like Christian, I try to do a YouTube video, and then I look at what Christian's doing, I'm be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, big shout out to Christian. Big shout out to Converse for sending Chris a nice package. Really excited to see some pictures of that, Chris, because I want to see those floppy disks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen one in about 20 years. Anyways, make sure you follow us all on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Alex, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Chris, where can people find you?
At The Brighter Fair.
And make sure you follow our boy Chloe at Clarel, C-L-A-R-E-L. You can follow myself on Instagram at On Air with Mike D. We'll catch you back here next week for another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.